AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has indicated the U.S. has hit a dock facility along a shore as he wages a pressure campaign on Venezuela.
There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
He didn't say if the target was in Venezuela. The military says it conducted another strike against a boat accused of smuggling drugs in the Eastern Pacific, killing two people. Starting today, members of the National Guard will be in New Orleans under orders from President Trump. 1 year ago, there was an attack on New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street that killed 14 people. Colin Arnold is New Orleans security chief.
It appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence in the French Quarter and throughout downtown over the rest of this week.
The National Guard will stay in New Orleans through Mardi Gras. Police in Australia say an investigation that extended to the Philippines of two men accused of killing 15 people at a Sydney Jewish festival has found no evidence they were part of a broader terrorist cell. The Russian Defense Ministry released footage it says shows Oreshnik intermediate-range ballistic missile systems in Belarus. Israel says it will suspend several humanitarian organizations, including Doctors Without Borders, for failing to meet its new rules to vet international organizations working in Gaza. It accused Doctors Without Borders of failing to clarify the roles of some staff that Israel accused of cooperating with Hamas and other militant groups. Doctors Without Borders did not comment, but other international organizations have said Israel's rules are arbitrary and could endanger staff. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister Khalida Zia has died at the age of 80, that according to her political party. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Zane Gonzalez kicked a 51-yard field goal with 21 seconds left, and Bijan Robinson rushed for 195 yards and a franchise-record 93-yard touchdown as the Falcons upset the playoff-bound Rams 27-24.
We made it known as soon as, you know, we got that elimination that we're going to finish the season off the right way.
Ravens coach John Harbaugh says he'll know more Wednesday about quarterback Lamar Jackson's status for Sunday's game at Pittsburgh to decide the AFC North title. 67-year-old Chiefs coach Andy Reid plans to return next season. NBA three-time MVP Nikola Jokic limped off the court at halftime with an apparent left knee injury during Denver's 147-123 loss at Miami. And officials say the father of NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin died and his mother was critically injured in a North Carolina house fire. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Ed Donahue, AP News.